Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by Chelsea Bagby from the Marion County Public Health Department to talk about the Great American Smokeout.
The Great American Smokeout, this is an ongoing effort every year to get people to stop smoking. And certainly, most people who do smoke, part of them wants to give up the habit, but they just can't get started because it's a difficult habit to kick, isn't it?
Yes, it's definitely a difficult habit to kick. The Great American Smokeout event, it's an annual event. It's sponsored by the American Cancer Society, and it's just a day set aside to mark either the start of a smoker's quitting journey or to just mark one day where someone could quit for maybe one day. And if maybe they could quit for one day, they might be able to quit for two or three, things like that. So that's the gist of it. And it's also comforting to know that there are thousands of other Americans using that day to either start their quitting journey or just see if they can quit for one day.
Many people who do quit go through the same problems. They have the withdrawal symptoms. They have the overwhelming urge to smoke. They suddenly start eating more and put on weight. But it's all worth it if you manage to kick the habit because some of the problems that are caused by smoking after a while begin to go away, right?
Yes. Quitting is the best thing anyone could do for their health. There's immediate improvement in health, and there's long-term improvement in health if you quit. And there are resources like Quitline Iowa that you can use to help you quit and to help you quit successfully.
It's also difficult to actually be a smoker in this day and age. There are so many buildings, so many locations, so many outdoor sites where you can't light up anymore. So you often have to resort to standing outside in the cold against a wall, trying to get a few puffs and wondering why you're outside freezing yourself when you could be in the nice, warm, no smoking facility, right?
Right. That's exactly right. A lot of businesses and facilities, you know, they've adopted tobacco-free, nicotine-free policies. So it does make it really hard to be a smoker in this day and age, like you said.
Plus, the cost of tobacco itself can be pretty high.
Yes, it can be pretty high, pretty costly.
Do you have any tips that smokers or people who are trying to kick the habit can use to help them along in the process if they decide to extend it beyond more, just one day?
If they're ready to start quitting, I highly recommend going to Quitline Iowa. You can visit their website, just quitlineiowa.org, or you can call them at 1-800-QUIT-NOW, and they have certified professional coaches who will provide up to 5 free sessions, whether that's over the phone or online, if you don't want to talk over the phone. And after that, they can help you come up with a quit plan that's individualized because everyone is different. Everyone quits differently. And after that, they can help with providing quitting aids, nicotine replacement therapy. They're really good for people without insurance. If someone does have insurance and is wanting to use Quitline, they absolutely still can. They'll just have to work with their insurance provider on the nicotine replacement therapy that they provide.
For someone who's going to quit long term, that it's really helpful to have some support along the way, either a therapist or a group of friends who can help you get over that initial problems associated with trying to kick the habit.
Absolutely. You want to have a good support group, like you said, whether it's a group of friends or, you know, you can just mention it to your doctor and schedule appointments with your doctor or a therapist and just know that you can talk to them and that they will be there to support you because they do want you to live a healthy, smoke-free life.
That's right. And certainly it will extend your life to a great deal. There's still a lot of people who have smoked in the past and it eventually catches up to them. Lung problems are usually the most common one. Some forms of cancer may develop. But as we said, if you manage to stop, some of these problems can go away and lessens the risk.
Yes, absolutely. 100%. Like I mentioned earlier, there are immediate benefits to quitting and there are long-term benefits as well.
I think we've all known someone who's gone through something like this along the way. We all have that one relative or friend who for years just kept lighting up. They finally took the plunge, and it may have taken more than one attempt. That's probably something to keep in mind. You may not make it the first time. That doesn't mean you should quit trying to quit.
Absolutely. It's an addiction, and addictions are hard to quit. That's their nature, and it could take more than one time you know, definitely get that support group, use your resources like Quitline Iowa, and hopefully, whether it's the first or the second or the third time trying, you can quit successfully.
Thanks to Chelsea Bagby for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.